freshers week can be a daunting time for most students, but don't worry because your N are here to help. Here's our guide to
sports.
It's a big year for sports teams at the University of Nottingham, with the opening of the new £40 million David Ross Sports Village showing a sign of intent from the university to reach the next level of sporting achievement.
With some of the best facilities in the country now at our disposal and over 70 sports clubs to choose from, we can expect great things from the university sport in the coming year.
With such a diverse range of sports on offer at the University of Nottingham, there are plenty to choose from and plenty of ways to get involved. For the more conventional sports people, there are all the classics, such as four different men's football teams, three women's football teams, four men's rugby teams, two women's rugby teams, and both men's and women's basketball teams.
However, one of the best things about sport at the university is that we also offer some more unconventional options. Fancy trying a hand at skydiving? How about mountaineering or futsal? Well, you can jump straight in, or even just find out more information about them at the sports fair on week one, on the 28th and 29th of September, or on the university's website. For the fighters amongst you, there are a host of different martial arts available for both complete beginners and those with years of experience.
Over 100 university teams compete in the British Universities and Colleges Sport or Bucks Leagues and Cup. This is a league consisting of 146 institutions up and down Great Britain, and historically the University of Nottingham has performed very well, not finishing outside of the top 10 for the last 5 years. They even cracked the top 5 for the first time ever last season, largely due to the incredible performance of the four table tennis teams, particularly the first who won every single fixture. The university will be hoping that the new David Ross Sports Village will be the difference that allows us to close the gap on the invincible Loughborough.
For many of the university clubs, the year culminates in the Varsity Series against Nottingham Trent University. It is a highly competitive 3 weeks of sport and it means everything for the teams involved. Individuals have become heroes during the Varsity Series and UniOff have won the series 5 years in a row. If that all sounds a little bit too serious for you, there are also IMS leagues that run on Wednesday afternoons and also over the weekend. They offer 10 different sports, including football, netball and hockey, played at a less serious level than in Bucks. Anyone can enter these leagues, whether it's with your new hall friends, course mates, or simply creating, managing and playing for your own team. IMS leagues are incredibly accessible for everyone of any ability. If you just want to play some sport with your mates and not take it too seriously, then IMS leagues are the way to go.
We spoke to Sam McGrath, president of the Futsal Club, about sports at Nottingham.
What made you get involved in sport at Nottingham?
I played four or five sports at home. I played golf and tennis and stuff, so I browsed a bit, but obviously if your main skill is a sport, then you're going to concentrate more on that. And when I didn't get into the football team, I put everything I had into futsal, and now I much prefer futsal.
What would you recommend for people looking to get involved in sport at uni?
Make sure you get to Freshers' Fair. Make sure you browse around. You've got plenty of choice at Freshers' Fair. You've got a lot of stands, a lot of sports going to be trying to push themselves onto you, so you aren't going to be short of choice. If you want to try a sport out, make sure you sign up. If you want a trial for a sport, make sure you sign up, because you're not going to lose anything by going to a trial. And it's well worth it, because you could find the right sport for you and be hooked for the rest of your life.
We also caught up with the Students' Union Sports Officer, Lauren Herrier, to hear why she thinks she should get involved with sport at university.
I've been playing sport all my life, but I stopped playing, taking it seriously around the age of 16. Just commitments with school took over. So I weren't really sure I was going to come back to it at uni. But I kept getting advice from people who had been at uni, people who were at uni, saying you need to do it. Sport really enhances your time there. It's a great way to make friends, kind of a great way to fill your time, basically. So I think that initial advice is what got me to the Welcome Sports Fair. And then from there, it was chatting to the committee. So I was a member of the Women's Football Club. I met two of the girls on the stall. And first off, they were all in stash, which I thought, this is really cool. Like, it looks like they're part of something. You can feel that sort of belonging. And when I started talking to them, they told me about the trials and tasters. And a big thing that got me to the club was the fact that it was no cut. So I knew I'd make a team and went along to trials. And as I said, I played previously. I didn't have that confidence, but when I got there, I played well and made it into the first team. So I think the thing that got me there was the fact it was no cut, and the thing that kept me there was obviously the girls were really supportive, ended up kind of being like a family, and also it was a great standard of football to play at.
What will the new David Ross Sports Village add to sport at the university?
Well, there's like obviously some obvious things around just the new facilities that will be there. Things we have a climbing wall currently on Sutton Bonington, but it'll be the first climbing wall we have here on University Park. like the all glass squash court, and one, I think it's one of only four in the country. So things like that that are just taking our sport to the next standard. Obviously, be a lot more space for our students to use. The facilities are obviously fantastic. There's loads of stuff around rehab, the hydrotherapy pool, so we can really start to improve that side of sport. And I think the thing about David Ross is it has this elite, this performance feel, but it's not just for our performance athletes. It's for all our students here to utilise. So it will give our students the opportunity to play in world-class, like sector-leading facilities, whatever level they're playing at.
Do you believe that sport at the university is accessible to all?
So I think when you come to uni here and you look to get involved in sport, I hope that you will find something for you, whatever sort of level you're playing at. So some of the great things we're doing, we have our engaged sessions, which are for beginners and social sport. So they run for 6 week periods. You can just go along. There's a small fee to play, and it's a great way to try something new or just, as I said, play socially. We also have our IMS structure, which is there's a great variety of kind of abilities in the IMS structure. I was involved in running the women's football IMS, and we had girls who had never played before who kind of progressed through that structure into the club as well. So it's a good way to follow through into the club. And obviously we have all our club teams, we've got 74 of them, so there's lots of options. And as well as that, we have a great kind of disability sport offer. So if you're a disabled student, come in here to Nottingham, find out about that and find out how you can get involved in sport and disability sport. Our disability sports officer links up with all strands of sport at Nottingham. So if you want to play, you can play as well, and like you can find something that's right for you.
As you can hear, there is plenty to sink your teeth into when it comes to sport at the University of Nottingham. Whether you're the next Cristiano Ronaldo, a black belt in Taekwondo, or you've never done more than a half hour on a treadmill before, there's a club that you can get involved with to stay active.
There's no better time to try something new at the university, so grab your kit, put on your boots and get out there.
Like what you heard, URN has a wide range of shows on offer in music, entertainment, sport, news and drama for anyone to gain valuable experience in radio and journalism.
Visit urn1350.net, find us at the Freshers' Fair on the 26th or 27th of September, or join us in the Portland Atrium on the 4th of October to find out more.
This is URN.